WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Feminine Mystique. This is your girl Riley Hart here, dropping some daily truth bombs to help you tap into that powerful feminine energy within. Today, we're diving deep into something super important, nurturing your inner child. You know, that playful, curious, and sometimes a little bit sassy part of yourself that still resides somewhere deep down? Ever feel like adulting is just one giant to-do list with zero room for fun? Or maybe you find yourself getting swept up in stress and forgetting the simple joys? Well, my friend, it's time to remember that magic. Nurturing your inner child isn't about turning into a giggling mess, though there's definitely nothing wrong with that. It's about reconnecting with that part of you that knows how to laugh freely, dream big, and embrace life with open arms. It's about rediscovering the joy in the everyday moments and letting go of the weight of expectations. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you get started. 1. Remember your playful side. Seriously, when was the last time you just let loose and had some fun? Playing isn't just for kids, it's essential for our emotional well-being. Think about what brought you joy as a child, building forts, coloring, dancing, and incorporate those activities into your adult life. You don't have to be good at something, just enjoy the process. 2. Embrace your creativity. Remember that time you built a masterpiece out of blocks or wrote a fantastical story? Our inner child is bursting with creativity. Don't let fear or self-doubt stifle your imagination. Take a painting class, try writing poetry, learn to play an instrument. Just allow yourself to explore and express without judgment. 3. Say, yes, more often. When was the last time you said, yes, to something that scared you a little but also felt exciting? Your inner child craves adventure and new experiences. Step outside your comfort zone, try something different, and don't be afraid to say yes to opportunities that spark your curiosity. 4. Practice self-compassion. You know that critical voice in your head that tells you you're not good enough? Well, it's time to silence it. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, and it's okay to not be perfect. Be gentle with yourself, celebrate your wins, and learn from your stumbles. 5. Live in the moment. Life gets busy, right? But your inner child thrives on the present moment. Take time to appreciate the little things. A warm cup of tea, the sound of laughter, the sunshine on your skin. Engage your senses, savor each experience, and remember that happiness is often found in the simplest of moments. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine named Sarah. She was feeling burned out and completely overwhelmed with work and life commitments. She told me she felt like her joy had disappeared somewhere along the way. So, I encouraged her to reconnect with her inner child. Sarah started small. She took a pottery class on a whim, bought herself a silly hat she'd been eyeing, and began taking long walks in nature, just soaking up the sunshine. Slowly but surely, Sarah's energy shifted. She rediscovered her sense of playfulness, found joy in the creative process, and started living more intentionally. You see, friends, nurturing your inner child isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about remembering who you truly are, a vibrant, capable, and joyful being. When we reconnect with that playful spirit, we open ourselves up to a world of possibilities, create space for joy, and ultimately live more fulfilling lives. So, my beautiful listeners, what are you going to do today to nurture your inner child? Maybe it's writing a silly poem, dancing in the kitchen, or simply taking 5 minutes to laugh at something ridiculous. Remember, every small act of self-care is a step towards rediscovering that magic within. And if this resonated with you, hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay radiant and remember, your inner child is waiting to be celebrated.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.